This is Bird Note. Author and artist Tony Angel and University of Washington professor John Marsliff have been thinking a lot about how perception, emotion, and thought allow smart birds to behave like humans. Here, Tony describes his communication with macaw, a raven that came into his life and home.
When I would see him in the morning, I would often say, "Hello, macaw." And his communication to me, or his language to me, was often to lean over, and I would scratch the back of his head, and he'd hop on my arm, and out we'd go for a morning of flying around. Not me, but the raven. And eventually, the arrangement became so routine to macaw that something had gone on in his memory to refine my remarks to where he used my greeting to him, "Hello, macaw," as a greeting back to me. You might say that he was imitating me, but also you had to say that he used that term in the right context. Every morning, as a greeting, I would say, "Hello, macaw," and he had refined it so well that it sounded just like me. "Hello, macaw," back. And one or two back and forth, and out we'd go. And we remained close for about 2 years before he finally ventured out on his own and became a raven full-time.
There's much more to the story of corvid intelligence in Tony and John's book, Gifts of the Crow. Begin at our website, birdnote.org.